Tortilla, isn't it?
Well, I don't think it's exactly the same thing. It's got teeth in it. One of them is called a spring tooth something.
No.
Do you know the word harrow?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What does that mean to you?
It's a machine that harrows it, and I don't know exactly what a harrow is, but it's a farm implement word.
Mm-hmm. And then the wheels of the wagon fit onto what's that bar?
Axle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then what would you call, if you were about to chop wood, the X-shaped frame that you might put the log in to chop it?
I mean the thing like that?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what that's called. I know it's right here, but I can't tell you.
Well, there are a lot of different words for it. How about an A-shaped thing that you might take two of them and then lay a board between the two, but it's kind of an A-shaped frame? I'm not describing it.
Well, that'd be a horse, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have a name for the X one.
I can't think of it.
Did you ever hear sawbuck?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what it is, or is that something
else? Gentlemen call it a $10 bill, a sawbuck.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's something else, mm-hmm. obviously. That's not an X ring. All right, you straighten your hair using a comb or a... The thing with the...
Teeth in it?
No, not with the teeth in it, but the... I don't want to say the word because I want to ask you the word later on.
I don't know what you do to your hair except comb it. A brush.
There we go. I won't even have to get it out. Okay, so if you were going to do that, you say, I'm going to...
Brush my hair.
Yes, thank you. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
Strop it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hone it, one or the other. Hone it is on a piece of rock when you hone it.
But stropping it is on
a piece of leather. Okay. Leather strop.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you put into a revolver?
Shell, a bullet.
There's another word, too. You might say he was firing blank.
Shells.
It was a word starting with a C. With C-A-R.
I know what a carbine is, but I don't know cartridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the word I was after. I don't know enough about guns to be able to make
the distinction. I'm a gun collector. All those are gun books, Anna.
Oh. Well, not any more gun questions, so I won't be able to make use of your knowledge. What would you call on a playground the plank that children might put on a trestle and go up and down?
Seesaw.
Any other name for that?
Yeah, there's a teeter board.
Mm-hmm.
And seesaw is what I was born with.
Okay. Seesaw is my word, too. Did you ever see, I don't know if they have these in this part of the country or not, a board that's fixed at both ends and then the child would get in the middle and jump up and down?
Juggling board.
Oh, that's marvelous. There's a very small area of the country where they say that, and I think it is mostly South Georgia. And I'm delighted. I very seldom ever hear anybody say that.
Well, she didn't know what a juggling board was.
I've never seen one. I really want.
Juggling board.
Well, I don't
wait. See, I told you just a very small section of the country, and it's only natives who would know that. Well, how about another playground thing? Something that's fixed in the middle and spins around?
That's a merry-go-round. Oh, that's not the word. Proper word I know.
A homemade type one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I used to build it. Put a big one in the middle with a nail in it, and once two kids have to ride on the thing. I don't know what to call that thing.
You can practically kill yourself, can't you, falling off those things?
Yeah.
Getting hit in the head by
one falls off, kill the other.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear it called a flying Jenny?
Yeah, sure. Flying Jenny, though, is what you have in street fair. That's the same thing as a carousel. Exactly the same.
Well, is that different from a merry-go-round?
No.
All the same thing.
Is the homemade one a flying Jenny, or is that just a merry-go-round?
I never called it that, but that would probably be my closest thing to it. But all three of those would mean the same thing, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, if the children are playing on the seesaw, what do you say they're doing?
Playing on the seesaw. Amusing themselves, I don't know.
Well, if you were using a verb, you'd say they were